Morning, everyone.
Evening.
Good morning.
I thought you said good evening then. I'm going to say I've missed day then. I like my dinner. Right, we're continuing with the Advent theme. And this morning and today, it's all on love. I've picked out two verses of Scripture. I'll be saying one now and then one a bit later. So I'll start with the first verse that I'm going to bring, and it's from 1 John 4 verse 9. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Thought it was quite an appropriate verse for this time of year regarding love. It speaks of basically Jesus coming into this world and the reason for that coming. But what is this Advent love? What kind of love are we thinking of at this time? Is it the same as our love as we know it as humans? So I've called this part of the description a love of man. I'll say at the very beginning of this, what we know as love, as the love of man, is quite different to God's love. I thought of I don't know whether it's a part of a carol or what, but we mention at Christmas that we should have goodwill to all other men in form of, I think, what we call human love. But human love is quite a delicate thing. What I mean by that, it's quite easy for it to break. I've got a few examples. For an example, one, an agreement between two countries. In life, countries, groups of people, we can describe that as, want to exist in harmony. In other words, not to fight, but to have love for each other and coexist in peace. But unfortunately, throughout history, we know that can soon fail. Disagreements, and other things can affect this kind of harmony, this kind of human love. Another example, and this is bringing it onto a more personal love level. A love between man and woman. This can become under pressure. Turmoil between relationships. And unfortunately, it can lead to so many people divorcing and becoming separated. And maybe another personal kind of love, a love between parent and sibling, parent and child. What a distressing time that can be when it fails, when it breaks, when ties and bonds are broken. The great news about the Advent love, the love which is described here in 1 John 4 verse 9 that we've just read, is that it's none of the three examples I've given above. It's not an earthly love by any means of the word that we use love in such a loose way. It's a different love. I was thinking of how, in earthly terms, you could describe this love. And really, it's very difficult. It's like, in some ways, the old saying of how long is a piece of string. It's described in Scripture that we cannot measure it, that we cannot fathom it, that we cannot understand it. So for me to describe that love is a challenge probably beyond my capabilities. But does that make us any wiser as to this love which is described in this verse that I've just read to start with? This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. What kind of love is this? If we read one more verse within that same scripture, within that same passage, it gives us a slight clue. In 1 John 4:10, it says, "This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son, an atoning sacrifice for our sins." This love is a love that made the great difference to you and me. This love is a love that never falters. This love is an atoning love. A love which redresses the balance. It takes everything in God's hands and changes it, amends it, puts it right. A total, an answer, a result, a conclusion. This love is the bond which can make the difference in our lives. And in this verse, we can see this is how God's love is applied. Where our understanding of love stops, where our understanding of love fails, where our understanding of love is insufficient, the amazing thing is, God's love fits. It's the answer. It's the result. It's the complete difference between human love and God Himself. The application of God's love is the important thing. God's love is like rubbing a never-ending analgesic cream onto your body. All that pain, all the suffering, everything which we need an answer for, a decision for, is met through God's love. It's a complete life-changing experience to have God's love and in knowing His love. The Advent love is the love each one of us need to possess. Each one of us need to know. When I was young, which is quite a while ago now, there was a song which came out. And this song, it's not a churchy song as such. It's a song that came out and was in the charts. And it was sung by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And part of the song says these words: "The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul, flame on burned desire, with tongues of fire, purge the soul." And to me, that short chorus part of his song describes exactly God's love and how it can change and affect your life. It describes exactly the Advent love and what a difference it can make for each one of us. All I want to say this morning, as we think of this Christmas time, this Christmas period, and we think of how in descriptive song and carol it speaks of an earthly love, to share goodwill to men, to forgive and to forget, to live in a loving society, which a lot of the carols do. Describe that kind of a love. The love that I want you to remember from this morning is the Advent love. An experience, a constant God love. A constant love that changes lives. That gives a total answer. That redresses the situation and brings balance, puts right a result, a conclusion. Make love, the Advent love, your goal in life. It's a special kind of love. It's God's love. It's a love I can't put into words. It's a love which would fill too many pages if I tried. The description of love I can only give is what I've said right now. But how would you describe love? How would you show love? How would you make that difference? This is exactly the time that you can make that difference in showing God's love. I've got a challenge for each one of you this morning. And it's quite a simple challenge because you might not be able to give me the answer. So that might be a challenge in itself. You might think, well, how can I do a challenge if I can't give the answer? So, the challenge is blank. The challenge is open. And the challenge is to fill that blank with God's love this morning. I've showed you how it can be applied. I've told you with these two verses, particularly the second verse, and how it can be applied in your life. The challenge is to fill in the blank. If the blank is just left open, all you're showing is earthly love. If the blank is filled, then God's love can make the difference. Amen.